Back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hard to focus in the studio because we got the big screen TV over here, and TV Jake's on right now. Isn't that on Fox too?
Is that a Jake break?
I think.
Can I real quick?
It's a Jake break.
It's a Jake break. Can I change all my answers because for the last 3 minutes during the commercial break, I just constantly ripped on people, so I'm actually not successful.
Oh no! You're all upbeat, and we got Stuart Smalley over here co-hosting the show. 7 out of 9. That's what I heard, guys. Most of us took it as an opportunity to look in the mirror. Make some changes, start the week on a positive.
But isn't it fair to say that you're more of a jerk than I am?
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But that, Brendan, that would be a great Twitter poll. Huh?
I don't think that's even close.
Yeah, but you're getting there. I've taken you under my wing. You're getting there.
Deep down, Martin actually really hates everyone.
No, don't say that. I'm half kidding.
One time I asked him, like, who do you actually, I said, who in this market do you actually like? And he mentioned like two people. There's like two out of like 50.
No, you said something about who.
I'm doing what you do now. I'm going to kind of change the story to make you look bad on the radio like you try to do to me.
And remember, this is like 8 years ago, and he said, oh, who do you listen to? I said, Claiborne. That's what I said.
So this is the long-running joke. And that happened about 8, 9 years ago. So anytime Martin says something about another maybe personality in town, I said, well, you only like Claiborne. That's the only person you like in town.
Who's the bigger jerk, Charlie or Martin? There you go.
I don't think that's close.
Well, you never know. Back with you, the Midday Grind. Switching gears altogether. You may have seen some of the coverage over the weekend, whether it was online with photos or on TV, the video. It's unbelievable seeing these whole houses getting moved. So the NGA, the Neo Geospatial.
Sure.
I used to know what it was. Is on the move. And so what they did is, because they're building it, some of these houses were guaranteed they could move. How do you do that? Well, we found the expert. John Matico is the owner of St. Louis-based Expert House Movers. John, how are you?
Hey, doing great, guys. Thanks.
Are we mid-move now, or all of the house has been moved?
Yeah, we're staged beside the new foundation. They poured the new foundation about a week ago, so we're going to let it cure out another week before we put the 370 tons down on it, make sure it's good and hard enough.
So this is the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency,
Thank
right?
you, Charles. Thank you, Charles. Yeah, those are the houses that are being affected. And what I was wondering, so if I need to move a couch, I don't call you guys. But if I need to move my whole house, I call you guys.
Yeah, well, the couch is in the house, so we move the couch with the house.
How do you do it? Do you cut the cables on the side, the electric, the plumbing? I mean, I don't get how that's even physically possible. What's the prep time before you get it up on wheels and move it?
Building, it took us about 2 weeks to get it ready to be moved. So it's just a matter of, you know, like you said, cutting the plumbing and the HVAC and bringing the house up and getting it prepped to move.
And I'm not saying this would happen with your company, but have you ever heard a story of somebody else maybe moving a house down the road on the highway and it falls off?
I have heard those stories, yes, but not in our case, no.
That has to be just awful.
I would imagine, yes.
So how did you get into the business of moving houses? You guys are the expert house mover. You're out of Pacific, is that right?
Yeah, actually I'm third generation in the business. The company started in Virginia, and we expanded out here in 1994. After the big flood of 93, we actually moved a couple of towns, whole entire towns, out of the floodplain up to higher ground, and been here ever since.
It's just fascinating to me when you see it happening, you see those up in the air and they're on wheels. How do you get that house out of the ground?
Well, we basically replicate the existing foundation with a steel beam network, and then we raise the home up with hydraulics underneath the steel beams, and then we transfer it to our moving wheels.
And what does that cost? If I want to move a house, I'm sure distance is part of it.
Well, wood frame homes are a little cheaper to move than solid masonry homes. Typically, a wood frame home can be moved for around $10 to $20 per square foot.
Oh, a little more reasonable than I would have guessed. So, John, your company, do you go into towns when there's been some flooding, or do people just know to look to you? How competitive is the business?
We have a couple competitors, but, yeah, typically people, you know, FEMA will give the homeowners guidance and point them in a direction to give us a call. I mean, you know, we got a lot of coverage on this move, but actually we do about one house per week, so it's more widespread than people realize.
Is it usually somebody that just has kind of an attachment to the home, their childhood home or whatever, or is it almost always kind of eminent domain and something's going on where the city or county is kicking them out?
Yeah, I mean, like, we did a lot of moves over in Kirkwood when they put in the new Walmart and Lowe's over there. A lot of homes got bought out, so basically people can get the homes for next to nothing. We pick them up and move them, and, you know, it's a good financial deal for them. And we also do a lot of, we'll just lift homes straight up off their existing foundation and tear that out and pour 10, 12-foot basements underneath it. So that's the majority of our business.
How far can you move it? Like, what's realistic? If I say I want to go 30 miles, is that too far?
It depends on if it's a you know, one-story room. That way you don't run into too many overhead utilities, which can get really pricey. So, you know, it's all a matter of what the route looks like.
And they don't pack anything up inside. So, like, if they've got dishes in the dishwasher, they got to put those away. Are there any rules and guidelines?
No, just like the one we moved yesterday. The lady just walked out of her house, locked it up, and everything will be right back where she walked out.
That's unbelievable. And do they have to sign any papers that say, okay, if your favorite plate hanging on the wall falls and breaks, it's not our fault?
Well, we guarantee, I mean, our motto is we put a full glass of water on the kitchen table and it'll be full by the time it gets there.
Wow.
So, nothing spilled.
Unbelievable. The engineering, the science behind it all. It was fun to look at the video all weekend, and we said, who does this kind of stuff? And it's you guys, John Matico, owner, vice president, St. Louis-based, expert house movers. Hey, John, thanks for hopping on with us.
Yeah, guys, have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Can you imagine that? Cup of water just sitting there in the kitchen, and then you move the whole damn thing.
Could be a sponsor too down the road here.
Expert house movers.
Yeah,
I like that, Chuck. That tells me you're an idea guy.
First of all,
and you embrace change.
Everything's a segment,
and you read daily.
And everything can be sponsored,
and anything can be moved.
True,
including a whole.
For
house.
Example, let's say you buy some new furniture at Miller Furniture, then you get it moved by the house moving company.
But I don't think they do the little move. He said he'll move my couch if it's inside the whole house. They do one. I didn't realize it was that often, though. They're doing one of those deals once a week. All right, back to sports. Drew Hanlon, Doug Elgin coming up next hour here, the Midday Grind. Coming your way on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com. Rankin Jordan is one of our sponsors this hour, and that is the Pediatric Bridge Hospital located in Maryland Heights. You heard our visit with Lori Tanner. She's the CEO. She was on the show last week, talking about all the different things they have going on. She's down in Jeff City meeting with legislators, you know, trying to pay for health care with these kids is a constant battle. They've got a lot of great benefactors. In fact, last year the Burgess family stepped up and gave them $1 million, got things rolling because they're doing the expansion. And the goal there is the 30 kids, the 30 beds that they have now, they're going to double that. And that work is going on right now. So a lot of times Lori will come on and talk about fundraising events. Other times, she'll come on and just say, hey, thanks to everybody. Thanks to the St. Louis community, greater St. Louis community, for getting involved and allowing Rankin Jordan and the doctors to do the great work that they do. If you've heard about it, whether it's Frank saying it or Martin saying it, you can read it online, the story, how this hospital started in St. Louis 76 years ago. When you get a moment, just go online to Rankin Jordan. That's R-A-N-K-E-N. Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, RankinJordan.org. For more information, if you've got time or money, you can get involved with this great organization. Sometimes I feel so tired, but I know.